Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? February 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the Off Ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. Place for me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in my streets, your streets, and the streets all across the world. Well, really, just you know, a lot of the Northeast, some of the South, and Midwest. But one day we'll get a call from the world. One day we'll get a call from overseas. But again, welcome to the Off-Rant, the show where me and my folks get together, discuss an array of topics, sports, love, music, art, politics. We discuss all types of stuff, man. We started the show so that, you know, you stop having conversations online and using your Twitter fingers as trigger fingers. We come, we join together from all different walks of life, from all different places, and we have conversations to see what we really think, have good, meaningful conversations to advance in life. I fully believe that as great as the internet is, it can also, you know, be detrimental. So we get together, we see what's popping in the world, and we discuss it. Sometimes we have different views, but that's why we're here. You don't always have to agree with everyone on all fronts, but you get a chance to express your opinion without being attacked by Xbox. That sounds like a porn. Xbox. I guess it's like Twitter bot, but Xbox. I don't know. Maybe this is Westworld. Be attacked by Xbox. She was a fine little android. Who was it? Who was that girl in Westwood? Anyway, we'll get back to that. Fanny Moon, there you go. She was a sexy robot.
Stand Wee.
She changed her name? Was she African now?
She is African. So she changed it to her African name.
I know the bitch that make them rugs. Hey, but if you want to call in 929-477-3975, you can hit us up on all the internet, all the interwebs. I don't think we're on Black Planet. We're probably not on MySpace, but if you got X, if you got Threads, Instagram, Facebook, the old people use Facebook, we're on there. So, you know, shout us out on the internet. We're on Twitch. Send us a message. Sign in and, you know, come join us in rap. We got a good show tonight, a lot of different topics, a lot of stuff all over the place. I want to give a quick love to Brother Blur and his family. We got together this weekend to praise his father who just passed away last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago now. And it was good seeing the family, man. It was good hanging out with him. Yo, why do I got my man 8.0? Well, I'll get to everybody. I want to start getting to a black discussion. But, like, why do black people drink so much at funerals?
Is that just you?
Or was it just me? Is it not black people? It's just me. DJ T-Sire got mad at me because she's like, we started watching the Vince Staples show. And I told her yesterday, I said, hey, we got to start watching the Vince Staples show. She's like, yeah, we got to watch the episode too. I was like, oh, you watched episode one without me? I got to watch episode one. And she's like, we watched it when we got back from the service. I was like, no, I didn't. She She was like, you was that drunk? I said, we did? She was like, yeah, I don't remember that at all. But shout out to Blur's family, the entire family. My prayers are with you. My thoughts and my love. It was great seeing y'all, great hugging y'all. Good, great service from Mr. Sewell and y'all sent him off in style. Felt good to be back in the hood. The hood has done changed. But it felt good to be back there. So let's get right to the show. I got the lovely, the wonderful DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? I got my man 8 Point. 8 Point, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
What's happening?
Same old, same old. I got my man. My man Young Scrabby. Yo, I called you. And you ain't called me back. How you on the show without giving me a call back?
I'm calling you back now.
Nah, that's bullshit. Young Scrabby, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Good, good. No complaints, no complaints. We'll get right into the topic tonight. Got a lot to discuss from all over the place. I'll start with 8 Point. He hit me up earlier this week. And, you know, 8 Point, I'll let you talk about it, but for the gist of it, he was wondering if these kids, with all the new rules with NIL and opportunities in college, should these kids turn pro? 8 Point, tell me what you think. What you want to discuss tonight?
Well, you know, I'm looking at I was reading some articles, and I was in particular I was looking at the women's college basketball, and the whole debate was should Caitlin Clark go into the WNBA because she has one more year of eligibility because of COVID year or whatever. Now I'm like, I didn't realize that this girl is making close to $1 million a year at Iowa. Now, why would you go to the WNBA for a job? A job. She's in college. She's having fun. For $250,000 a year. When you can stay in college one more year, probably get another mill. Ride that wave out. So, I say stay in college, have a good time, and get paid.
Well, I mean, it's tough, right? Well, one, okay, you say the WNBA is a job, and it is. When you're playing big-time college sports, it's a job, too. Like, you know what I mean?
It is, but you're the big dog on campus, man. You're riding a high, and you're getting paid four times more.
Yeah, but you got to go to class. And when you're a WNBA
Please.
Player, what?
You got to go to class.
You do?
Come on.
You don't think these kids go to class?
They go, yeah. They show up. They show face.
Look, I'm sure $1 million in Iowa, I'm pretty sure goes a long way. But these are athletes, these students, like, not everybody's her, and not everybody is the big man on campus. Like, you're talking, you probably got 400 student athletes on campus. Like, they go to class. Like, we go to school.
Right, right. What I'm saying is that the debate is talking about all these big stars, these stars that are in the limelight, you know, that – literally are making bank because of their likeness. Why would you go to the WNBA? I just don't understand. Why would you, you know, decrease your salary by, you know, 400%?
Well, I mean, okay, well, I think she should leave, but let's get everybody else in. Young Trap, Caitlin Clark, making $1 million at Iowa. She's probably the richest person in Iowa besides the person who sells potatoes.
I mean, yeah, I think she should stay. I mean, to me, that's – if this was my child, right, you know, what advice would I give my child? You know, like, make less money? to do a job that is not guaranteed to even eventually make as much money as she's making in 4 years. You know, if she gets hurt or something else happens, at the end of the day, she makes $1 million. She invests her money. She's got a long life, hopefully, ahead of her. You know, what is the best decision for her long term? To me, basketball is basketball. You know, she's going to play basketball at one point or another. I would honestly say the level that she's playing now, you know, clearly she could be in the WNBA. But, you know, I don't know Caitlin Clark. You know, maybe she's in grad school. Maybe she wants to be a doctor one day. You know, maybe she wants to get a PhD. You know, just because, like, you're in school doesn't mean you're just, like, dragging your feet, you know, in the same undergrad major. You know, if she was smart, she would invest this time wisely and set herself up for what she wants to do after the fact. And I think if you do that and you're making money, then it's a no-brainer.
Okay. Extra, what do you think Caitlin Clark should do? Welcome to the off-ramp as well, my brother.
Give me a second here. I'll go last.
All right. 1 second for M. Extra. New York, New York. Do you have – this is why I love New York, New York. Yeah, he's so different from us. I'm so excited to hear his answer. New York, New York, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I have no idea, but I think y'all talking about, what's it called? Ain't it the girl that played basketball that waved her hand in the face or something like that? Or is it a different shorty?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, yeah, that's all I know about her. I don't know anything we talk about right now, though.
That's why I love you, bro. All right, well, I mean, look, why do y'all keep saying she's going to make less money in the WNBA? She's getting her money from sponsorships and from advertising. Oh, DJ C. Siren, did you want to comment on this? You're the only woman on here. What do you think Caitlin Clark should do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's about the money, and I mean, this day is cool.
What the world? Man, turn your Instagram off, yo. We in the show.
I turned it off, man. It wasn't going
so. So you think she should stay in school? You think she should stay in school? Why do you want her to stay in school?
What year is she?
She's a junior, so she has another year. But she's like Fudge Junior, so she's been in school for about 6 years.
Right.
Because of COVID, all these kids got extra years. Man, I wish there was COVID when I was younger. I would have loved to see the world get sick so I can get 2 extra years of college. But I don't think she should stay in college. I don't understand the point. Like, when y'all say she's going to make less money going to the WNBA, let's all be honest. She's an amazing basketball player, probably the best shooter we've ever seen in women's basketball, right? She's probably not the best player. The best player is probably going to be Cheryl Miller, but she's the closest thing to Steph Curry that we have in women's basketball. She is must-see TV. When Caitlin Clark is on, I try to watch it. She's must-see TV, and she's white. And that helps out a whole lot. I don't understand why y'all think that if she goes to the WNBA, she's going to make less money. She's going to get thrown at, she's going to have so many sponsors, so many advertisements thrown at her. And it's probably going to be in the national level. Like, there's a good chance she gets drafted and jumps right to the State Farm level commercials. Because she's that big of an anomaly.
She's already on now, State Farm commercials.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't really watch commercials. But, see, there you go. Like, I don't understand why she would stay in the WNBA. She's playing with – I mean, she would stay in college. She's playing with less talent. That Iowa team is good because of her. That Iowa team is not going to win a national championship. They're just not good enough. So why not go to a WNBA team and get a chance at winning something? Get around some better hoopers and become the star of the WNBA. Like, we're going to see her at the All-Star game next year. if she leaves. She's going to be in a three-point contest. She couldn't do it this year because she's still in college. We missed out. I don't understand why she's
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Who won the NCAA championship last year for women's basketball?
LSU.
LSU, right?
Who won the WNBA championship? Does anyone know that answer?
Was I right?
I guess the majority of people have no clue, and the majority of people damn sure didn't watch that game. So, the question you posed was, if she makes more money, should she stay? So to me, you go where the money is, because it's a fleeting skill. She's not going to stay healthy forever. So you maximize that talent, because you can always go back to school. So I agree. You can always go back to school. But if you're getting paid more than you would in the pros, which I thought that was the question, then I would say, you just stay. You stay where you're making the most money.
Well, okay. If the caveat is she's going to make less money if she leaves, then I 100% agree with y'all. Stay with the money, stay in college. You're on a big platform. But I just don't think that's true. I think she's going to go to the WNBA and still make more money than she would do in college.
She might. She might. I guess you can look at it like the $250,000 is her base. That's her guarantee, right? She's guaranteed $250,000 a year. And on top of that, you're saying sponsorships, deals, things like that. Yeah, she possibly could, but she could just as and she's proven right now that she's making more money than the hottest WNBA star right now in college.
Yeah,
so,
but what I'm saying
ride the wave. Take one more year.
But these people who are giving her money aren't giving her money. Now, look, I could be totally wrong. I'm not going to sit here and act like I follow women's basketball. But do you think she's getting $1 million a year because she's at Iowa, or do you think she's getting $1 million a year because she's a great basketball player? And the reason why she'll be a great basketball
she's
player.
She's a great basketball player, yeah. I agree. She's getting that money because she's a great basketball player, no doubt.
Then she's going to still get that money when she's in the WNBA. And now you don't have the restrictions of being a – they're not workers, they're amateurs. Now the WNBA can basically do what they did to Magic and Bird. They can parade Caitlin Clark around and make her the star of the show. That's a lot of hate. But you could theoretically play one more year in Iowa, make $1 million, or you could be the face of a league and bring the entire world to a league to watch you play. The upside of going to the WNBA is way higher than the upside of staying in Iowa, because she's not going to win a championship at Iowa. And either way,
you're
going to get the money.
Words, man.
What, you think she's going to win a championship? I don't know. Look,
they are getting whipped right now by Indiana.
Look, I love her game. She ain't got the help. She ain't got the help. A lot of big chicks down there in the South that be eating cornbread. You know, you can do a lot of things, but if you ain't got them huge women, because basketball is. You know, there's a reason why Victor Wembanyama is such an anomaly, because he's that tall and that skilled. But height is a big deal with it.
That guy is tall. That's
what all person sport, man, and women's height is an anomaly. She's a great shooter, no doubt about it. But she can't be just a great shooter on a team. Now, she might score 60. But other teams are going to be in it. I mean, they got their ass whooped last year in the finals. Who they lose to? They lose to LSU or they lost to South Carolina? Somebody whooped their ass. It was just because she didn't have a help.
It was LSU.
And she ain't got no help this year. But she's exciting to watch. Look, she must see TV, yo. To be that skilled shooting that far, great hand-eye coordination. But I say go to the WNBA. Now, if we're talking Caleb Williams, USC, who's probably making $4 to $5 million, has another year that he can play with USC or go to the NBA. I would say, or go to the NFL. I would say he should stay in the college. If you don't like the team you're going to get drafted to, stay in college, especially if you're a quarterback. Because you can get to that second contract and still get paid $200 million. If you're a wide receiver, you better leave because you got to get to your second contract as quick as possible. Because I'm with y'all. I am with y'all on the thinking, get to the money. But the money is different. But it does pose, game point, you pose a good question. If you're going to make the same money, you might want to think about staying. But do y'all really
it's
think
just
like
it's amazing. It's amazing to me that, like, they can make that much money in college. And it's not just her. I just brought up her name. There's all kind of players, stars. Angel Reese, same thing. She's probably getting $1 million.
I mean, sports is a billion-dollar business. You're talking about these people on TV or these TV contracts are in the billions and billions of dollars. It doesn't – $1 million to a player ain't shit. That's pocket change.
No. In perspective, you're right. It's pocket change. But, in the past, before they, had this whole likeness thing, you didn't get shit. Now you get $1 million.
Who is that? Who jumping in? Who was that? Scrap?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Yeah, I think you hear it, David. Okay?
No. But, yeah, most people didn't get something, but people still got stuff. I mean, there's a reason why Reggie Bush ain't got a Heisman no more. They gave his parents a job and a house. That's crazy, yo. Like, I wonder who paid those taxes on that house. Was it USC? That's a good deal, though. But all right, I mean, A-Point, you got anything left on that topic?
No, I think we're good. It was interesting.
And Max, you want to jump in or you still got us on hold?
No, I'm here. I didn't know the topic. I mean, we can move on.
Okay. Young Scrab, you got anything? DJ C. Siren, anything? All right.
I'm good. I reached my WNBA quota for the day.
Look, I will be interesting. If y'all haven't watched her, she is must-see TV. She is really, when she catches fire, it really is that NBA Jam video game. She is really, she's must-see TV, and she got the attitude to bag it up. But we'll see what she does after this year. It'll be interesting. Next topic, what do we got? The Air Trumps. Trump, look, I don't know what's going on with Trump. This is the bad thing about being outside of politics, because I thought Trump was going to jail, but I don't think he's going to jail. I think he can't just do business in New York anymore, and he's got to pay back a bunch of money, which I guess is a win for him, but he still might go to jail. But in between all this, and he's running for president, and I got two things on this topic. We should probably let Trump win, because if he doesn't win, he's going to keep running for president. Like, it's one of these things where I think I'm at the point where we should elect Trump, let him get these next 4 years out, and then we never have to worry about it again. Like, we should be able to just, we just got to buckle down for 4 years, yo. We just got to buckle down for 4 years. Hope that he doesn't get in office to say, I'm never leaving again. Because you do have that to worry about. But yo, in the midst of that,
you know, there's no rule that he can't run a third time, right? You know, there's no rule against that.
I thought you could only be elected twice.
Nah. That's just
you
a gentlemanly thing to do.
Oh, you can be president as much as you want.
Yep.
Oh man. I thought it was two terms and you're done. Right?
Civics class. Most people just age out of that motherfucker. You know what I mean? They just tired of doing it. It's a stressful fucking job. Unless you want to be an authoritarian, like authoritative regime, like Trump's trying to do. That's basically why he keeps on running. So you're right about that piece. He's going to try to keep and stay his ass in there.
Yeah, y'all stepping on my joke, y'all. I just want to talk about the Eric Trump show. Hold all of them.
You open the door, bro.
Yo, the who's my man with the all gold everything?
You are all on my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all of my chain.
Trump dropped the Air Force Trinidad James. All gold, everything from the Ruta to the Tuta. Yeah, he got the little red little top. He got the red flag on there. Yo, they're tough, yo. I wouldn't wear them. Not my style. But if I'm a flamboyant, it's flamboyant gay, but what are them people who wear bright stuff? If I'm one of them bright people, they don't look bad, yo. What do y'all think about the Air Trumps? New York, you're the style guy. I'm going to let you go first. What do you think about the Air Force Trumps?
Two pack of ass. It's a done bun. Throw them shits away. I hate them shits. I don't even want to be a hater right now. I hate them shits. That quality on a gold look like if you lick your thumb and you press it against the shoe, it would turn white. I hate that shit.
Yeah, you know somebody gonna be rocking them. M. Extra, what do you think about the Air Trumps?
Man, listen, for $400, yo, I can find a whole lot of shit to do with $400 and spend on some Air Trumps. And I'm a sneaker guy. I like sneakers, you know what I mean? And, but I'm not. Them shits are some trash. And then the connotation, I don't know if we're going there next, but the connotation behind why he went to Sneaker Con and all that kind of stuff and hopefully played to the black youth vote over some sneakers. I mean, that's just blasphemy all within itself. But yeah, I'm definitely not getting them, not copping them, and clowning anybody who actually doesn't wear them motherfuckers, because them shit do, they do look trash. So. They're not a fan of gold sneakers in general.
They're $400.
Yeah, they sold out. Sold out sneaker cost. $400 sneaker, sold out. It sold out. And then all the pundits on Fox News was like, he's a genius. This is going to get the youth black vote. They're going to vote for him because he dropped some sneakers. Like, we that stupid. You know? Like, really? You dropped some sneakers, so that means you got my vote? Like, come on. That's not a sort of intelligence anymore. Bro.
I wonder if I'll see anybody win the ball. But you know there's somebody going to put him in the video. But that's going to be... That is interesting, like doing it at Sneaker Con. But, it makes sense. I mean, that's the bad thing when you talk about this is that nobody, like, it's a business thing. If you're telling me that somebody famous, one of the presidents in the United States, because how many sneakers did he drop? It was like 2,000 total or something low. Of course you're going to try to buy it because of the exclusivity. Like, the resale value is going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's why they sold out, though. Like, I don't think they sold out because people were out here buying them. I think people were just buying them to put on StockX and all the other kind of places so they can make a profit. I mean, I would have bought a pair just to resell the shit if I was in that game like that. Absolutely. I would have bought a couple pairs, actually. You know what I mean? And it's and then resold them to I would have went to the Republican convention and resold the motherfuckers for about $2,000. If you in that game, you should have bought at least 5 pairs.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just get everybody caught now. I'll come right back to you. I'm actually 8 point. What do you think about the Air Trumps?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'm Googling it right now, and I just got a pick an image of them. Holy shit! It's these gold ones with the like star on the that's atrocious, man. With the freaking T on it. Oh, that's disgusting.
Now you got to Google Trinidad James all gold everything, and why I think it'd be great for the video. And then let me know after you.
All right. You got me doing all kind of research.
Yeah. Young Scrappy, were you copping the old gold Air Trump show?
Nah, man. I love my own thinking, though. I like the thought process. But I'm just waiting to see what the reaction is when someone in the NBA or somebody rocks them. Like, maybe not to play in, but, like, walk to the stadium in them. You know, or some high-profile celebrity, you know what's coming. So, yeah, it's about to be a firestorm with that. But nah, man, I couldn't rock those. So maybe, yeah, it's gonna be wild though. It's gonna be a couple of months.
Yeah, somebody, there's gonna be a rapper with them on in the music video. That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on whoever the rapper is to put them in the music video. Just to make a statement. You know, it won't be because he thought that, oh, that's a sick as hell. Oh, she has surgery for that body? Yeah, I need to get surgery, yo. I ain't trying to get the BBL, but I'm trying to get a six-pack, yo. Wonder how much they cost nowadays. But, yeah, man, the Air Trumps is crazy. I do think it's a good way to try and reach the youth, but I don't know if the youth is really at SneakerCon. Like, these kids at SneakerCon, they be paying like $80,000 for sneakers. It's a heavy, I mean, I guess the youth walks around and looks at the sneakers, but unless you're in the sneaker industry, I don't know if you're really, I mean, I guess at the Republican convention, like M. Extra was saying, you can resell these sneakers. Okay, but I hate to be racist, but y'all know I ain't racist. Y'all know I love everybody. But these don't seem like a Republican convention sneaker. I don't know if any of these people at the Republican convention are going to be like, yo, these joints is fire, let me get a pair. They seem like, you know, the Air Converse, the New Balance type crowd. I don't know if they're the Air Trump type crowd. Or am I wrong? Maybe the Trump crowd is different than what I think. Am I wrong? All right, nobody
comments. I mean, maybe, maybe if you're saying it's for you, but there's young Republicans too, though. Right, there's the young Republicans that wear the bands and wear the, you know what I mean, Converse and all that kind of stuff. I still think that their parents would still buy them, though, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I still think there's a market out there for $400. I think you can definitely triple, quadruple your money. I don't think it'll be a loss if that's what you're trying to do. Like, if I'm the person that does that and it's all on StockX and all that other kind of stuff, man, I definitely would have copped, if I was there, copped a couple pairs.
Yeah,
especially those hard-to-get sizes.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off. I was just saying, I didn't think that the young Republicans wore those type of sneakers. And maybe it's my cultural bias, but I thought young Republicans wear Brooks. Brothers to Brooks. You think they out there wearing bands?
I mean, I think some of
them do. I'm glad Young Scrappy got that joke. Nobody probably else got that joke. I know my man Young Scrappy. The musical. Brooks Brothers. The Brothers Brooks.
Fun fact, great movie. Shout out to Clay. Who would have thought that kid would be the wild one?
All right. So we got the Air Trumps. Anybody else got anything left on the Air Trumps? I mean, New York, New York, Young Scrappy. That's y'all hometown, man. Y'all ain't going to represent New York, yo. He's one of y'all.
I don't know where he's from. He ain't from where I'm at. Hell nah, nigga. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. It's Black History Month. I'll take that back.
Yeah, I got to defend my white New York people, yo. I don't know if it's just my timeline, but there's been a lot of people shitting on Seinfeld, saying that's not really how New York is and the lack of black presence in that show. And that ain't how New York really is. And I keep thinking, yo, why y'all shitting on one of the greatest shows of all time? Just because it ain't got black people in it.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie Moon. Is it Jackie Moon? Who's the lawyer?
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was Jackie Moon. Hey, we got to leave Seinfeld alone, you know. Larry David put J.B. Smoove in a TV show for about 10 years, y'all. Leave Seinfeld out. All right, what else we got? Did we want to talk about All-Star Weekend? Anybody watch All-Star Weekend? I didn't. I was out of town again.
I didn't.
With family.
I think the dunk contest needs to, you know, I'll be watching, I don't know if anybody else do, but like that be showing up on their like IG or Facebook feeds or the little reels where these people are doing all these crazy dunks. Like, I really feel like they just need to take the NBA out of the slam dunk contest and just open it up to like the people who actually just do these type dunks. I feel like it'll just be a lot more entertaining. And, you know, I did like the whole the female versus male three-point contest. I watched the rerun. I didn't watch the real thing because they kind of shook that up a little bit. But in terms of the dunk contest, man, I just think you just need to take the NBA out of it and then just get the people who actually do the dunks that be on the IGs and Facebooks and then make it just an exhibition-style, like, contest if they're going to keep it.
All right, well, hold on. Before you go into the dunk contest, I want to talk about the male versus female three-point contest. So there's a couple of things I want to discuss, simply because I don't know, so I'm hoping somebody can inform me. First question, easy question. Was she shooting from the male three-point line or the female three-point line? And what ball was she using? Does anybody know? I know that's an odd question.
Yeah, Yeah, that part I don't know.
Anybody know on here? By silence, I'll say no. You know the male one. You women ain't beating us in those sports. Unless
well,
we let you.
Yo,
like men are dominant. No, I just, you know, like, it's the weird part about me. I'm actually interested in the sport. But, hey, my next question.
You're just starting on a real ignorant path right there.
Hey, my next question is, did anybody hear what Kenny Smith said? Because I heard he caught some backlash for wilding out, but I have no idea what he said. Anybody catch it?
I didn't see it, though, on IG, though. I forgot what he said, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think he was just talking bad about women. And I think they said Kenny was up there drunk, which makes sense. It's All-Star Weekend. Why would they have it in Indiana? Don't know. But I guess there's nothing else to do. You can go see Caitlin Clark play. Oh, that's Iowa. That's got to be near each other, right? They're near each other. They both cold, right? They both got corn, right? Seems the same to me. So the Iowa got the cancer kids. I know that from football.
What are you talking about?
So Iowa got the cancer kids. It's famous. So they built the football stadium next to the cancer hospital in Iowa, and they built like a divot in it so that at halftime, everybody turns and waves at the cancer kids in the hospital.
Because
it's a cancer hospital.
I know, but cancer kids come in.
The kids with cancer?
Yeah, that's better.
What's the difference?
The kids that are diagnosed with cancer. The cancer kids.
I don't understand what I'm saying. That's wrong.
Bad. y'all not agree?
All right, so Beach Bum. So what happened, I just looked it up real quick. So what happened is that after Curry won, Kenny Smith basically said that she should have shot from the woman's line, because, and that would have been a fair contest, because both the, while she did use the women's ball, they were shooting the NBA three. So he was basically saying that to make it fair, that she should have shot at the women's three. And, you know, everybody basically caught backlash because of that. He caught backlash. He said he basically was advocating for her because there's a woman's tee in golf. So he kind of was like using that as the reference of why he was saying that she should have been able to shoot at the women's three.
Yeah, it's a rhythm thing. Go ahead, DJ. I think that's
about, oh, women can't shoot from there. But if that's what you're used to, then it's, of course it's going to be more of a challenge for someone who's not used to it. If the line's different. But, yeah. I mean, I think you know, depending on how we said it, I guess.
I mean, they said he was drunk, so I'm pretty sure it didn't come off the cleanest.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
And people are going to be sensitive about that stuff.
For anybody that plays basketball, you know, you got your spots. And the extra spot was right at the corner, right where the foul line ends. Anytime he run there, I know he's ready to shoot it, y'all. So, you know, I don't understand the backlash, but I guess I didn't hear it. So I was wondering if anybody else heard it. All right. So nobody else. I don't understand. I don't understand my pronouns.
I don't need to know.
No, I can't reach him no more, yeah. Let's see. What else we got? So is everybody done with the All-Star Weekend? Any other comments?
Nah, I do have to agree with MX on that. Like, I'll be tuning into the dunk contest and just hoping it'll be different, but it feels like the same every year. It's lacking energy. It's lacking all that, like, entertainment. It's lacking originality. Like, I'm sick and tired of people doing the same dunk. I want to go back to the old time, see something different. Like, yeah, open it up. Give it to these young kids to take the NBA out of it. Like, the people that's actually in the courts, like, you know what I mean, on Instagram, Facebook, like, actually doing, like, crazy stuff that you would never imagine. Like, nah, they need to open it up. Sick and tired of people just, like, throwing it up and just doing the same standard dunks that's already been doing. Like, I want to see something new.
Hey, let A-Point go ahead, and then I'm going right back to you.
I'm just listening in on this one.
Oh, who was that? Was that Young Scrappy then? Who was that?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, that was me. But, Mal, you can go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is that, or point out, is that I just seen somebody do a 360 underneath his legs and flush the jump. Like, he literally did a 360, put the jump underneath his legs and still made the shot. Like, that I need to see in the dunk contest. That's all. I'm just saying, like, that level, like, because unless we're going to get, like, John Moran out here and dunking, somebody that's fake, like the old school, how we used to have Wilkins and Jordan and, and, like, if we ain't going to have those names on the dunk contest, they just need to open that joint up.
Go ahead, Young Scrappy.
Yeah, I went back and I was looking on Instagram and they had, like, best dunks from all the dunk contests. And, like, man, some of them dunk contests was hot garbage back in the day. Like, I used to think, like, Flo Webb and Dr. J, like, they was just doing some nice dunks during the dunk contest. They were just terrible. And I just think, like, we are just so, I don't know, it's just like, it's our society as a whole, but like, we just need so much to stimulate us now that like Vince Carter would get booed out of the house at this point at the dunk contest, you know, because back then it's like, oh, you see what Vince, but you can't even do a Vince Carter dunk anymore. Like, oh, that's trash. So that, yeah, you could have like midges out there doing 360 underneath the legs and all that, but eventually that would get old. I just think the All-Star game as a whole, the whole All-Star weekend as a whole needs a complete makeover like the NFL did. I think like we just need to completely go away from the way it is because the game was awful. So I just think like do trampolines and dunks or something. Like, some smart person needs to, like, completely reinvent All-Star Weekend and make it fun so people actually want to compete. Because, like, flag football, that was genius. And, like, dodgeball with Saquon Barkley and Tyreek, I mean, that's genius. And the guys actually want to compete. So you got to figure out a way to make it competitive, but then also, like, make it original where we can – be excited about All-Star Weekend again, because it's just boring.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree. Like, if they had a horse, like, imagine a game of horse. My bad. Imagine them playing, like, a game of horse or something. Or, like, a pig or something. Something that, like, you know what I mean? Like, we just saw the video of, what's the name, betting $100 that he can make it. We always see Curry doing these crazy shots when he's doing warm-ups and stuff. Like, I think, who was it, Trae Young? I think that was the $100 bet thing. Like, I feel like, and then, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you have the Jordan Bird, like, McDonald's commercial. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're right with that. They just need to revamp the joke. Like, because, yeah. I think they tried when it was, like, having people pick, and so it's not like an East-West thing. But I don't even know if I don't think that worked either, to be honest. Like, to draft your team or whatever that thing, whatever they did, I don't think that worked either.
It's funny because when MX said horse, I immediately thought, what are you, crazy? You want to put a horse on the court? Are you going to kick somebody in the face and kill him? Oh, no, he's talking about a game of horse. Yeah, a game of horse would be dope. I agree with him. But, yeah, we should.
Man, I'd rather see somebody jump over a horse than somebody in a chair, bro, or just – somebody just standing right there and they're passing the ball to them in the air, they jump over, bro. How many times have you seen that, bro? Come on, bro.
Yeah, that horse was
I get you,
said. Fan. That horse get loose.
Imagine
and...
that.
You just will see anarchy, yo. But, yeah.
Nah, imagine if that joint shit on the court, too. Clean that up. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement. I think when it comes to All-Star Weekend, the thing that made it special back in the day is these teams weren't so accessible. So it was dope to see Jordan versus Peyton when it wasn't in the finals because you didn't get to see it. It was dope to see Jordan and Magic because unless you saw them, I mean, Magic had AIDS. But unless you saw them in the finals, they didn't really play each other because teams weren't traveling across country. Planes weren't, you know, traveling across country as much as they were. So when these stars got together, it was dope to see them because we never saw all these stars on one court. The way travel is now and the way the schedule's set up, you see stars play against each other all the time. And the way that the money is poured into these athletes, the risk of them getting hurt and you know, really giving good effort isn't really worth it. Because if you're going to get hurt, you want to get hurt for your team playing and trying to win a championship, not an all-star game. So I agree with all of you. I think somebody needs to revamp it like they did the Pro Bowl. The bad thing is I didn't see any of the Pro Bowl stuff either, but I heard that the flag football was dope. I heard that the dodgeball was dope. I think a game of horse would be dope. I think they should get rid of the dunk contest. Or, like MX said, the only thing I worry about with MX said is that you might see these things clipped on the internet, but I don't believe the internet. Like, he might have took 30 times to do it, got it one time, posted it, and now it looks amazing. Where if he was live, he would miss that joint 1,000 times. Now, I agree. Whoever said trampolines, I think it'd be dope. I think you bring in these gymnast people who be bouncing on these trampolines at halftime and have them do a dunk contest off trampolines. I think that would be entertaining. Bring in the mascots and do their little crazy stuff. I think a trick shot game would be cool. But all y'all right, they got to revamp All-Star Weekend, because All-Star Weekend is a break to these million-dollar athletes, and they don't want to do nothing. They want to get drunk. They want to fly out these hoes, get they bang on, get they drink on, get they smoke on for 1 week, take a break, and then get back to work. We can't really expect them. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, do you think – that if they moved it to the end of the season, then would that take away them not trying to be heard or not? Because I think that's their real, like, that's what makes that, I guess, the NFL different, right? Because if they put that joint, like, right before, like, during the, like, let's say everybody just had a whole bye week, and then they wanted people to actually play in a football game, like, no one's signing up for that. Like, no one's signing up. I know it's a little bit more physical in terms of the game, but I think it helps the NFL that thing is, like, right before the Super Bowl where no one else has anything to play for, so they'll be more willing to participate. So I'm asking, my question is, I guess, do y'all think that if they moved it to the end of the season, will we get a better game? Would we get more people willing to participate in the dunk contest because they know that, you know what I mean, their season's essentially over until training camp or whatever?
No. I think these guys are so worried about getting embarrassed on the national stage. Because you hear about these good games in the gyms in L.A. and in the courts in New York, about these guys going at each other and getting real physical and having these good games, but there's not a lot of cameras around. When you're talking about one of the biggest stages, I think these guys are so worried about being embarrassed on the main stage that when it comes to all – and plus they're probably drinking on the weekend. You know what I mean? That when it comes to that, I don't think you'll still have a good game no matter what, because they're just so invested in their teams. Go ahead, Scrap.
Yeah, I agree. I think just like the Pro Bowl got watered down too, even when it was at the end of the season and they were still playing the full game. I think the mentality of athletes now is just so different from what it was 15 years ago, 30 years ago, where guys would just, like, go out there and ball. I mean, even I was watching stuff about Kobe, how Kobe was always talking about competing in the All-Star game. He didn't see it as, like, he said we owed it to the fans to compete. And they were showing highlights, and he's just, like, roughing people up. It was like a flagrant foul in one of the games, which is, like, unheard of now. So I think the breed of athlete is just so different. You got to just go with that. And so they don't want to get hurt. So don't make it a full court game. Make it like half court, like white man can't jump, like 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, and just make it where, like, now you buy down the risk of getting hurt. Now it's just 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, so you got to show up, or you're gonna embarrass yourself by not. You can't hide, because you can hide on 5-on-5 when you're, like, not hustling down the court. But if it's 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, and now people have, like, I think that would be competitive. So, I mean, I think there's a lot you could do. You just got to be creative, and football figured it out. And I never would have thought the Pro Bowl would look like it does now. It's incredible. I think that was brilliant what they did. So NBA, I think, is just behind.
You know what I would love?
They have an NBA Jam joint for All-Star Weekend? An NBA Jam joint? Like, that would be hot. I think that would be hot, yeah. The 3-on-3 or 2-on-2? Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, that'll be good. I think they would actually compete. You know, like, you're not gonna be running down the court dunking all the time, making these half court shots. Like, just ball up, play to 10 or something like that. Real simple. Have like a round robin or something, like a tournament, short game, buy down the risk of getting hurt. But, like, that's bragging rights right there. I think that'll be big man, little man. I think, like, man, that'll be fun.
You know what I would love to see, and I don't know if it's too dangerous, but for All-Star Weekend, I would like treat it like Rucker Park. You pick six celebrities. Those six celebrities get their teams off the streets. Whoever they choose, whatever 10 that they bring to the All-Star Weekend, they bring. Those six teams play in a tournament. Winner gets, like, $3 million. And I think you would see some of the most competitive basketball full of nobodies, but they would probably be all really good athletes because you're paying people. You're getting the Rucker Park basketball players. You're getting these street legends to come and play on the team, and you're talking about good cohesiveness. And if you're getting these kids off the street, I think a good street tournament during All-Star Weekend would be dope too. And I think it'd be really dope if you could do it outside, but you'd have to take it out of Indiana. You'd have to
you know, go out to Sydney Bean Beach out there in L.A. where you got to adjust for the wind 1 to 2 to 3 inches. But there is a lot you can do. But
ain't no vista in your view, bro.
Ain't no vista, ain't no view. All right, that's the NBA All-Star. Y'all got anything else? Like I said last time, in the end, 10 more minutes. All right, so we done with All-Star. Before I go on to my next topic, let me take a quick round. Robin, DJ Susana, anything particularly you want to talk about tonight?
No.
You want to talk about anything? You just want to stay on your phone?
Yeah, I'm not. I have to turn
it off. You tired?
Yeah.
You got to talk in the microphone. Nobody can hear you.
I'm talking to you. But no, can't think of anything right now.
Oh, okay, Young Scrap, you got anything on your mind you want to rap about? It's always good having you back, man. I wish you would call me back when I call you, though, because it'd be stuff I need to talk to you about. But then I'll be forgetting.
Nah, I got you. I got you, man. I'll give you a call tomorrow. But it's good to. It's always good to be here and hear y'all, man. It's appreciate the outlet. But no, I don't got nothing right now.
All right, and actually, you got anything?
Yeah, did we talk about One Love?
The Nas song?
Anybody see it? No, the movie. Bob Marley, One Love, the movie. Anybody see it?
No,
I heard it was fired. I ain't see it.
I need to check it out. We need to put that. Just add that to the topic, guys, so we can talk about when Beach Bum, when we when everybody get a chance to see it. Surprised y'all didn't see it.
Nah, man, Bob Marley married a white woman, yo. Who's that white lady?
What?
What white lady?
No, that wasn't his wife, huh?
That was
his side chick. I ain't mad at it. I'm just joking. Hey, but they used to say in college, if it ain't white, it ain't right. I don't know what it is. Football player. But somebody always used to say, "Crash on my football." And I always used to laugh, and now I'm older, it's like, ooh, it's a little creepy. All right, cool. So, MX in New York, you got anything you want to discuss?
Nah, let's get.
All right, so the topic that I want to discuss tonight. Yo, so I have always been good talking to women. Never been a problem when you always had a good conversation with women. And DJ C-Time, before you go to sleep, you can chime in. I've always had good conversation with women, right? And part of the reason is because I don't try to sleep with every woman I talk to. Like, I'm not that. It doesn't. Like, I can have a conversation with a good-looking woman and not try to sleep with her. Being in an industry that's surrounded by women, I mean, that's filled with women, I talk to women all the time. And I think that we're at an early stage, and DJ C-Time might be the wrong person to talk to because she got me. But, you know, she might be. But maybe she notices it with her girlfriends when they have a conversation. I'm starting to think that we're in a pandemic of women's loneliness, and I think it's becoming a mental disease. I think, and this is just my hypothesis, and guys, you let me know, like, if you run this across the women that you talk to in your walks of life, or if your wives have friends, or if you're single and you see this with other women. But I think that because the pool of men is so small in comparison to the pool of women, women have learned to do more for themselves. They fought for rights. They've gotten opportunities to do well in the world. But because the production of men hasn't increased, women are still extremely lonely. And I think it's becoming a mental disease. So my theory to help this is what I tell women. Well, I haven't told any women. I'm going to tell DJ C-Sire like this. So I have a way to solve it. DJ C-Sire is a feminist. She loves women. So, darling, baby, if you love women, you got to start sharing your man. Because women are dying out here. What you think?
Who the hell told you women was dying of this illness, of the disease? Who?
I just think it is.
You just made it up.
I mean, kind of, but... but...
Where's the evidence?
If you look at... Now, most of your friends are married, right? But if you look at your friends that are single, they have a real hard time finding a guy, don't they?
I don't know.
Sure. So you probably have...
What does that have to do with someone being sick? Or dying.
Well, I think it's
not dying. It's not sick.
Like, there's so many good women out here who will make great wives and great mothers and great companions, but because there's not a lot of guys, the guys are so minimal, good women are going crazy because of loneliness. You know, loneliness can cause a mental disease.
Not going crazy.
I think they are.
Why you think this will cause someone to go crazy? No,
I think. Well, craziness is.
Some people don't want to deal with that. Why would you?
Some people, yes.
Mentally, I would rather be alone than have to deal with sharing a man.
See, you say that because you're not alone.
No, I say it because I believe it.
Well, fine, but what I'm saying is, you don't think loneliness can cause craziness, like being in what's the jail? The 23 and 1, solitaire.
You have sun. You're not in total darkness. You're not depriving your senses of stimuli. It's not the same thing. And just because you're not in a relationship doesn't mean you don't interact with humans. What, are they cast away off in a island where they can't talk to people?
But I think women who lack a male touch often start to lose their mind.
I think I don't agree.
I think loneliness is a disease.
No.
You don't agree, it's okay. But you're spoiled. You won't spoon with me tonight.
Very, very far-fetched.
You think it's far-fetched. You don't think there's any women out there that because they've been lonely are starting to lose it. No, okay.
Not to the point where
you
think that your fix would be something that would actually
fix. I'm not even talking about my fix was more of just a joke. But I think it could
be.
What
about men? I mean, let's,
so,
why, are you not opening this up to both?
No. See, I think people who, so, I'm being a little racist now. So,
it's not about race.
No, well, you don't know what I'm about to say, what's going on in my head right now. So, like, white people who commit mass murders, I think they're white, lonely men.
You think the only...
But they just go crazy,
you
like,
all,
killing, and women just be crying. So I think there's a level of craziness that's different. I think y'all should go all get white, lonely men so we can be safe out here. Our kids can be safe in schools. But that's a whole nother topic. But, yes, I think men can go a little crazy by being lonely, too.
Okay.
I'm confused. What's the topic? What's the question?
So my question is, and this is just a hypothesis, do you think the because there's so many more women and men on this earth, do you think loneliness is driving women crazy? It's just my hypothesis.
Nah. I just think they're crazy before. They don't matter.
So you think all women are crazy no matter what?
Just at baseline.
Baseline is crazy. Young Scrappy, you got any opinion? You staying out of this one.
I mean, I just want to know where you're getting your statistics from, man. I was curious when you said it, so I started looking it up. Because I don't see this disproportionate number of males versus – or females versus males. I'm looking at it right now. It's like 101 males for every 100 females. So, I don't know. I mean – unless you got some other numbers.
Where is this at? That's not the numbers I saw. I guess I should have wrote down the numbers. Well, when you take just Google. So we're saying we're dead even? I don't believe that.
No. It's a slight.
How many more men are in jail than women? We got to break this down. And how many more gay men are there than women? I think there's more women gay people, right? You think there's more gay men?
I think that's a variable that you definitely have to consider. And then I also think that's a variable in terms of loneliness, right? Is basically like are you talking about loneliness because they're not in a relationship, or are you just thinking, or it's an assumption that if you're not in a relationship, you're lonely.
WNBA has got to be 99%, right? But yes, relationship-wise, like if you're not, so it's very rare. So that's a good point, M. Actually, I'm glad you brought it up because I was thinking about this too. There's very rare group of people who are okay being alone. Like you got to be really comfortable with yourself and really, like, not need folks, and that's rare to find. Like, I'm okay by myself, but I know a lot of people aren't. A lot of people yearn for having someone around to talk to. DJ C-Time will tell you, I can talk to anybody. I can be a conversation starter. I can make my way around any room. But there are some days DJ C-Sire comes home and she's like, well, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, well, you're not saying anything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with just being silent. Like, I don't have to talk about anything. Like, she'll come in, she'll tell me about a day, and I'll just be waiting for her to get done. And then I hit play on the TV show that I want to watch. And I won't say a word, but okay, good to see you. Am I lying?
Sometimes, maybe.
That's a terrible answer.
I guess that's my point, though, right? Like, I think in general, just as a human, right, companionship is a thing, right? But that doesn't mean I need to be with a person to have that either, right? Like, to your point, right, companionship can just be you at a bar striking up a conversation with somebody else at the bar by themselves, and you just fulfilled for the night. And you can go home just feeling fulfilled, because you've had your social engagement, and then now you're back home doing what the fuck you want to do and not have to worry about engaging someone else when you're in your own space, right? So I think that there's levels to what you mean lonely, right? Because people being single is really a choice that people make because, you know, it's hard out here maintaining relationships with the pressures and just all that comes into a relationship where they choose not to be engaged in one relationship primarily, but they do have a lot of friendships or companionship situationships that keep them engaged so they don't feel lonely, because when they want to go out, they can go out by themselves. When they want to go to the movie with somebody, they call somebody on their roster and then they go into the movie. If they want to go to a bar, they call somebody else. You know what I mean? And so they engage socially, but they're just not married or in a relationship because they choose not to be.
See, I think that's common in men. I don't think women have that same choice. I think women yearn. I'm telling you
what I know, buddy. Huh? It's a lot more women than you think.
A lot more women than I think. I'm telling you. What you mean?
That thrive in that relationship and what I just described.
I don't.
Where they just don't want. They don't want to be. Okay.
Look, I think. I think a lot of those women, if you be real with them, they're just adapting to the climate that's already out there, but they'd rather not be in situationships.
Well,
just my opinion.
Well, we call a situationship is a negative. So if you take the negative connotation out of what a situationship is, right, and you just say companionship. Yeah, there is, though, right? Because, you know, to a woman, the situationship is that you're just trying to smash. You're just trying to smash, but you're really not trying to date them. But there are plenty of women that just looking just to date and don't want to have nothing to do with a man. They just want to date. And then there's other men, there's other women who don't want none of that shit. I've experienced both on multiple occasions.
You've experienced the good?
I thought I was the opposite. The good and bad side of dating.
I knew
he was going there with it.
Yeah, I'm killing tonight, yo. My inside jokes right now, phenomenal.
You're on 1,000. Yeah, you bet 1,000 right now, yeah. You bet 1,000. But but real stuff, though. There's women that have that mentality. Now, I'm not going to say that at all of them. And I hear what you're saying, that they're just adapting to what men, they think men want. But I think a lot of that is men thinking that that's what women want, right? We all automatically assume that they want a relationship. And so we try to do that. We're the ones trying to get them off the market, right? Because we want to be the only one that's talking to them or the only one that's having sex with them, right? And so we are all constantly trying to get them to be exclusive with us when we know damn well we're not exclusive with them. And then that's what fucks them up, right? But if we kept it 100 and we were just like, look, I'm just looking to date, and we kept it real with them, you would find that a lot of women would be okay with that because they would rather that be the case and just have fun than you lying to their ass talking about you want to be their everything while you their everything with somebody else and somebody else too.
I mean, that could be true too. I don't know if women settle down just because men tell them they want to settle down. I would just love to have a conversation with these women because I can tell you like 90% of the women at my job who are single are all telling me there's no good men out here. They got to date all these losers and they're all terrible and, you know, it's just the dating pool sucks. Because there's not enough men out here. All the good men are taken, and they're just trying to survive because it's nice to be hugged every once in a while. It's
yeah,
nice.
I guarantee you if you unpack that, you would get a different response if you unpacked it the way I'm telling you. The reason
no,
why
I'm
saying that there's too many good women.
I have to jump in, too.
Go ahead, New York.
I think it goes both. From my experience, like, yeah, the dating pool might be trash, but I mean, it just depends on where you're dating at or who you find or the person that, like, what are your means you go about dating in a sense. Like, if you used to, I'm not trying, you meet people in a club, right? You go to a club, you try to pick up a shorty for a number, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. Like, come on. I mean, you might find somebody good in there, but are you really? Like, do you go to, like, other events outside of the club? Do you go other events outside of a bar? Do you go to conventions? Do you go, like, the job networking sites or anything else? Go out of country, travel, anything else like that? Other than meeting people in your friend groups or the club, the bars, the lounges, the hookah, like, I mean, what dating pool are you actually pulling from? And I think that's the main point. And then it's the age group too. And sometimes you might find somebody that's a little bit younger than you that might get it, and sometimes you might find somebody older than you that might get it. But it's still the vice versa that they still might not get it at either other age. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know. You might have a type that you're searching for in a wrong crowd. Or you just might have a type in general that you need to let go of and open your horizon. So, I mean, like, we're not going to sit up here and act like the dating pool is trash. It's depending on what dating pool you in or where you're pulling from or where your access is or where you feel comfortable with. Because if you feel comfortable in a certain type of setting and all you're pulling from that setting and all you're getting back from that setting is trash, I think you need to change your setting. Because I think there's plenty of good people out there. Now, you go ahead.
Yeah, but I still think you're in the position of – and again, Young Scrabby said we're 100 to 100. Watch out background noise. Young Scrappy said that we're 100-100, we're about even. It wasn't what I saw. I should have wrote it down and saw where I got it. But it's more like, from what I saw, it was more like 6-1. But I think you're, I think that's coming from a place of, like, the men are in the privileged position where, and it ain't me because I'm married, but most men, single men, if you got a good job, if you got a stable place to stay, your own car, and if you got a good personality, you have your pick of women. And there's no reason for you to even settle down because women have such less options. And look, some of this is women's fault, right? And I feel bad saying this because DJ Cesar went to go make me a drink. Thanks, DJ Cesar. And there's not another woman on there. But perfect example. Let me give you a perfect example. Because I feel like some of this shit is women's fault, too. So I asked the lady at my job to do something. And she said, hey, can you do it for me? And I was like, look, you got to get used to the investigative part of our job and being able to talk to people and sit down with them. And she was like, no, he's just a little creepy. And I was like, oh, it's that situation. I said, okay, well, look, if you ever feel uncomfortable talking to somebody because you know, I don't need no explanation, you know, you just let me know and I'll take care of it if you're uncomfortable because I don't want to ask you to do something and something and put you in an uncomfortable position. As a man, I just don't feel like I need to do that. And she was like, well, it's not that he makes you uncomfortable, but he's always, it seems like he's always, like, trying to catch me to look at him. So I was like, well, maybe he likes you. He's a single guy. He's got a good job. You know, he works with me. He's got a good job. You know, got benefits and all that stuff. And you know what she said? He's too short. And I said, see, that's what's wrong with women. You can have a good guy with a good personality, but because of his height, you don't want to mess with him. And that's why women are lonely out here. Because they're crazy. But I think
yeah, I had that conversation.
Can I jump in here real quick?
Jump in. Who said jump in? Young Scrappy? Was that New York?
No, that was me. I mean, I think all of y'all making some great points. That first thing you said, what you said, I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But, you know, you Mr. Miyagi me like you usually do with these questions. I think, you know, I'm extra, like, obviously has, like, mountains of empirical evidence and data to prove his, you know, to prove his argument. And I don't question him at all. But I think he's got, like, great points and they're valid. I think, like, the older I get, the more I feel like we just can't run from who we are as human beings, like human beings. And men will always have different needs than women. And so whether it's a 20-year-old male or a 50-year-old male or a 60-year-old male, it seems like we are never aligned with our female counterparts and what our needs are. And ultimately, I actually do. At first, I was like, I don't really see your point. But I do think that like sort of mental health crisis can be a real thing because ultimately, I do think women, as women, and men as men, like women will want a protector. Women will want, like at their core, you know, like a bigger guy, so to speak. You know, thought he's too short, like. I mean, you look back through evolution, I mean, like, the bigger person will protect you from, you know, the threats. And so I think we're just wired certain ways. I don't think they're crazy. I just think it's just a natural evolution of, like, these are our needs, and men don't have the same needs. And you could put artificial stuff in place with rules and marriage and all these things, but none of that is, like, real. That's all made-up stuff. But, like, what's real is how we feel, like, what our hormones do, like, what we desire. And I think women do desire deep in their core that social connection, that male relationship. And not having that, I think, is absolutely a mental health, you know, issue. Because, like, women have always had that throughout time. So not to have that, I think, would be a big deal. Does that make sense?
Yo, that's what I was trying to say.
But this is the thing though, right? Because I hear what you're saying, both of y'all, right? Dude, like the desires are definitely different, right? But when we understand it and we unpack that, to your argument, I had the argument all the time, Beach Bum, about the whole height thing, the whole selective thing, right? A lot of dudes, because natural predators were the hunters, right, will go and will, you know what I mean, we'll go and book a chick even though she has multiple baby dads. But if we have multiple baby moms, the same chick wouldn't find us desirable. I mean, it's just like these things that they consider like their red flags. We don't have a red flag. Like most of the times our red flags will get thrown and put back in our, or not thrown, but put back in our pocket if action is available, right? If she got a good box, we don't care how many babies she got, how many baby dads she got, right? We don't care how many babies she got. She can have a house full of kids. If her box is good, we still smashing, right? We ain't going to be none of their fathers, but we going to smash. But if we got multiple baby moms, that's a red flag to them, right? So, yes, the pool does change in their sense because of what they value or what they quote-unquote value or what they're willing to accept or put up with. But all my point is saying is that in terms of just overall, like whether the dating pool, when they say the dating pool is trash, what I remind them of all the time is that everybody has their own tribe. That's one. Eddie Murphy said it best back in Saturday Night. Yo, they be looking for love in all the wrong places, to New York's point. And then also, you throw into the whole factor of, to your point, when you saying, oh, you got a good job and that, we got the same thing, you got to think about it. They got way more better jobs. If you look statistically, women got way more degrees than men. They're damn near making way more money than us. That in the sense of job for job, who makes the more, but just how many women are doing corporate. I know that, but that's my point,
but it's
though,
important
right?
To women.
So they don't look at, but it's not though, because you can see that same person, that same woman that's in a corporate job will take a thug dude that's in an apartment with driving the Benz just because of the Benz, even though. He don't got no house to his name. He don't got no credit into his name, but he driving the Benz. And she got a whole job working for the government, making twice as much as her. He'll still take him, right? Over for whatever reason. No, that's just in the streets, bro. I'm in the streets. I'm telling you that I've had these conversations. I'm just telling you the conversations that I'm having.
I've seen it for myself.
Bro, this is real, bro. I'm telling you. And every time they talk about the whole dating pool and they can't find no good man, and the person who said that to you, and they when they look at that, they only looking at marriage because they have an idea. Since they've been growing up, they have an idea of this fairy tale wedding, this I'm going to have me three kids. And then they get to be 30 or 40, 35, and they don't got no kids, and they don't got nothing to show for they. Like, to them, even though if you take that and look back, they, like, they successful. They got a degree. They making money. They don't need no dude. But that still doesn't sit right with them because of how they grew up. We haven't grown up in that. We don't have that fairy tale where we saying, oh, we going to be married by a certain time, have kids by a certain time. That's not how most men grow up. That's not what we aspire to do. That's the difference in the mentality to the mental health piece that Scrap was talking about. Like, it's just a different psychology around relationships in general and what we choose and what we consider successful and success not, right? Like, I think for women, they think they're successful in their relationship with their married and kids. And so when they say there ain't no good men, it's because, you know what? Most men aren't going to tell them they want to be married and have kids. And that's why I say we do a disservice to ourselves because we tell too many lies to these women. We out here pillow talking. We should just be keeping it 100. If we keep it 100, half of the women won't be saying they ain't no good men because the good men that they talking about, they assume are the ones that are married and in relationships. And I feel like, and I say it all the time to us men, we jump in relationships when we ain't even ready half the damn time. It'd be a, we got the chick pregnant, all of a sudden we need to be in a relationship. Or, you know what,
You know, I mean, I was trying to get her out. She was pressuring me, right? Why you think all the women got the shot clock and put a ring on it? We fall for all that bullshit. Ain't no male R&B talking about putting the shot clock and putting the ring on it. You better lock me down. We don't talk about that shit during our slow songs. That's all female shit. But we fall for it. Because if we know that there's another dude that's eyeing out women, what's the first thing we're going to do? We're going to bun her up. Even though we ain't ready to bun her up, but we'll bun her up. Just off a GP. Off a GP, we're just going to bun her up.
I don't think that's true. I don't know.
Happens all the time.
You're going on, said all the way. But you're saying the same thing I would. The reason why these women put a ring on it and putting that pressure on guys to be in a relationship is because they want that male connection. Whereas guys, we can get that female connection a multitude of ways. Where women just
so can
want
they though?
One.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
But they don't want that. They don't want multiple ways. They just want one guy, which is why they want you to put a ring on. That's what you just said.
No, what I said was is that we fought. I said that was a dude's fault that does that. We get them. We fall for that trap, not them. They set the trap, and we walk right into it.
They're the ones setting the trap
because
they want one person.
Right. No, because their idea is that. Not because they want it.
Right.
It's just that that's the psychology of it. They don't necessarily want the job. They just assume that that's better for them.
That's what they want. That's what you're talking about.
It's a difference between a want and a need, right? And I'm just telling you that that's not necessarily what they want. That's just what they're.
They
I think that's what
water.
They need. They need for their psychology. I'm just saying.
Let me explain it a little bit further, and we can move on. Right? There's a want for something. There's a want for something, and there's a need for something, and there's also a if you're ready for something. You might want something, but you're not ready for it. So if it presents yourself in the face, if you're not ready for it at that time, you're not going to know how to take care of it, own it, this, that, and the third. So you might fumble it.
I understand what y'all talking about. And I just don't agree, but I don't have any scientific data. But I thought it was interesting. I'm going to have to see if these women from my job, because it's about five of them, are brave enough to come on here and have this argument with y'all. I can't text them now. It's too late. I'm a married man, so I'm not going to text any of them to see if they want to have this discussion. But, yo,
I have younger people that want to talk about this topic, too, that I had this conversation with all the time. So whenever we set up this show, we can set it. I think this show can go for 2 hours. So whenever you want to set it up,
this is definitely a topic. Hey, this is a topic that it gets discussed all the time, bro. When you in this field, it's always a topic, bro.
Yo,
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, these bitches lying to y'all, yo. They just lonely, yo, and just want to make sure that they can keep you around the smash because they ain't got nobody, yo.
That might be true too. That might be true too, right? That's companionship, though. They ain't keeping. It's a duality to that, right? We keeping each other around for that same purpose.
Hey, amen. All right, we only got about 20 minutes left. Let's burn through some of these topics. Yo, I had a person. So I live by the beach, right by the beach, boy. Yo, somebody drove. So now, if you know how beaches work, there's rarely, like, you can't really drive into the water because there's usually, in most places, like there's a good amount of sand before you get to a beach. Or on certain places, there's a boardwalk, or in certain places, there's, like, a pier. Like, you can't really just drive into the water when it comes to the ocean. Rivers you can just drive in the water because they cut through land. But when you get to the ocean part of it, you have to really try to drive into the water. Why 3 weeks ago somebody drove on the beach on a pier and drove off the pier of the ocean by my house?
What?
Now, so think
is it a lonely woman?
Probably. Yeah, or a lonely man. But yeah, so somebody drove off the road onto the boardwalk, onto a pier, and then drove off into the ocean. And I feel like, I mean, sad story. Like, yo, so they tried to save him that day, and the water was too rough. Yo, they let that person lay in that car for about a week before they got the car out. And of course, the body was still in the car. So definitely, I mean, it has to be suicide, right? Because there's no way car can just go off road in that type of direction, right? Because if they drove on the actual sand to the water, like the car would get stuck before it would start sinking. You know what I mean? So to get to the pier, like you had to really drive, right? So I just wanted to bring that topic up and was like, yo, what's the wildest like story that y'all might have when it comes to somebody driving off of something? That to me was probably the wildest thing I've ever heard. Just to envision how the technical prowess you got to use to literally drive off a road onto a boardwalk, drive down the boardwalk, make a left at the pier, and just like gun through the pier with people walking on it. I mean, it was a shitty day, so it wasn't nobody out there. But, you know, if y'all ever heard of anybody, any wild stories driving off something, I just wanted to see if y'all had any. But that was just a quick little topic. Y'all got anything?
Yeah, I got one. I saw it on Twitter. I don't know what the reason was or anything. Allegedly, this guy was, I guess he got caught cheating. He had his wife and his kids in the car. He actually drove off the side of the cliff. Allegedly, after he got caught, he drove off the side of the cliff. Car all smashed up and everything. Everybody survived.
Oh, that's a blessing. Why would you take your kid?
Yeah. That shit was crazy. I would try to link the article if I could find it again, but yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. Anybody got anything else?
Nah, that's crazy, man.
See, I thought Young Scrappy would have something like, yeah, I saw somebody drive off the Klondike in India and did it like happy.
Now, I had my own vehicle roll down a mountain before, but I never seen anybody else do it on purpose.
Man, that's crazy. What? Hold on. Wait a minute. Watch your vehicle driving down a mountain, bro. Rolling.
Yo, hold on. I got.
Man, we was going around.
Hold on.
We're going around one of them.
Before you get the story, I just want to know if, like, was it in slow motion? Did you have your hands on the ceiling and was going like,
No, I'm telling you, it's really like that, just like the movie. No, we were driving down one of those, like, you know, mountain sort of roads where you go around, you know, up the mountain, and we had been on this road. We had to, like, pass this same route every time we left the base I was at. It was like 45 minutes away, and we always had to like go through this area. And we were driving at night with no lights on, you know, with night vision on, and the soil just like I just had enough, I guess. You know, people were just driving on that road, and it was real narrow, so then the truck was real wide, so we were like taking up the whole road. And
the road just gave out, and we felt it like slow motion, and yeah, rolled like three times, you know, got concussed and everything, but like everybody was good, everything strapped down in the truck, and everybody had like those racing car seatbelts on, and pulled the gunner down, and he was good, and it was wild. I got a sweet picture. I'm like sitting next to this upside down vehicle, waiting to get this thing retrieved out of there. But I didn't mean to tell that whole story. But yeah, that happened a while ago.
You had to be mad at the dude driving, yo.
Well, technically it was my fault because I'm the vehicle commander. So technically I'm supposed to like be responsible for everything that happens in the vehicle. So they jokingly tried to blame me for it. But yeah, I always liked to drive when I was younger because I never wanted to have my life in somebody else's hands. But I just outgrew that. So I had to always be in the passenger seat. So it is what it is.
So you wasn't driving, you was in the passenger seat?
Yeah, I was in the front right seat.
I'll
send you a picture. What's up?
Man, that sounds crazy.
I'm definitely blaming the driver. So hold on, now I got a couple follow-up questions. You don't have to give it out any incriminating evidence. Was the driver a woman?
No, I don't work with any. Really. I mean, I've never worked with women, but I mean, I can technically now, but no, I never have.
Okay, were they Asian?
Nah. I was. I know the guy. I'm not gonna drop his name, but he was a good kid. He wasn't Asian though.
I'm just trying to get some information without asking my man to divulge his identity of the secret mission of someone who probably just missed the curve and took my man down the mountain. Going down the list of the people who I think would drive down a mountain first by accident. I can only imagine when they got to the bottom of the mountain, my man got out the car and was like, y'all felt that road fall out, right? And he probably just was looking off in the distance and forgot to keep turning right. So, you know, okay. But I was just wondering because, I mean, I'm going to ask this follow-up question too, Scrap. And again, if it's any personal information, please don't divulge. Did y'all drive down that road like 2 days later and it was there?
You mean the truck?
No, the road. Like, was the road collapsed or did y'all was like, okay, we could get, now that we're all safe, we could go down this road again? Or was the road really gone?
We ended up, they called it Carrazzo's Curve after that. So every time we would get close, they would be like, all right, we're approaching, you know, because like I said, it was everybody was all right, so no one was hurt, but my counterpart was the one who was like made a big joke about it, like it was my road from that point on. But nah, it was a good feeling of the day. I was worried about when we were like stuck down there. I was worried about like what was going to happen to us at that point because we were just like literally like crabs in the barrel for a while, for hours. But we figured it out.
You know, A-Rabs don't stay woke late. All right, that's enough of my racist jokes. All right. Good story, Brother Scrap. Great, good story. Hey, Rachel Dolezal gets fired for porn. So Rachel Dolezal is a white girl who became black, had an OnlyFans, and became a teacher. She got fired for having OnlyFans. Should teachers be fired for having an OnlyFans? Is that against American rights?
I feel like when you are in a position, a public position, you got to go by what's right for that job, right? And I think that when you have an OnlyFans and you got students that could potentially see it, I think that you got to protect your brand. And as a school system, I think they were right
he fired her based off of that. You know, because if that's the line of work you need to be in, then you don't need to be teaching. If that's what you want to do.
And I totally disagree. New York, New York. What you think? Before I get this fight, whatever.
Look, I think my younger self would say disagree, but my older stage is I would have to agree. Because you working at a business with kids, and then, you know, everybody got access to the internet and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, first of all, you've been viral for mad long. I'll make this short. You've been viral for mad long for all the wrong reasons. And then you decide to go viral for this. Like, come on, bro. Like, it's certain. If that's a teacher at your kid's school and that shit got made public, certain parents are not going to feel comfortable having their children in her class. So I think the school made the right decision. Especially, yeah, like MX just said, like at some point you attach to something else. You can't be out here wilding like that.
Yo, when did you become the mature guy? Like, what happened? Who hurt you, yo?
Man.
I expect better from you. Oh, my gosh. You too? Young Scrappy, what you think? Don't leave me out here alone, yo. You fight for American freedoms, yo. I know you're on my side. Young Scrappy, do you know who Rachel Dolezal is?
I looked it up as soon as you said that. And I saw a whole bunch of younger, hotter girls with OnlyFans pages, and not just Rachel later. That kind of scared me a little bit, but I don't know. I think if it's like if it's college and it's a professor, I think it's free game. But yeah, if it's high school and below, I mean, I agree with MX. You gotta in New York, you gotta be smarter than that.
Yo, why? First of all, we have age limits on clubs. If these kids can't come to the club with me, and my OnlyFans is 21 and up, I should be allowed to do it. I should be allowed to make my side hustle on. Look, the fact that she tans her entire body, like, she still looks black, even naked. Like, I would have thought that maybe she just put the little black tan on her face. But no, it goes all the way through her nipples. She's committed to this. And if she's going to show everybody, that's her God-given right. Why are we as American society so scared of the naked body? It's just some titties and some ass. Why should she be fired from that? Doesn't have anything to do with her being able to educate kids. And I know what y'all gonna say. The kids can see it. Then you should lock the parents up, because the parents should not allow kids to have access to someone's OnlyFans. It's not her fault. If her porn site has an age restriction limit of 21. And your kid finds a way to get access to her porn site and he's under 21, then the parent should be held responsible. Not the person who's earning a living doing adult things with her adult body. And I can't believe, as Americans, people who fight for the free and the brave, y'all want to limit people. I'm disappointed in y'all. That's my rant.
I think it's
gotta be something in a contract or something in the clauses that you sign when you get onto a job that say, like, nah, you can't wild out like that.
Right. That's
yeah.
All
it gotta be.
I said protect the image and the brand. It's all about a brand. The same way if you out here making racist jokes and you sponsored by Nike and Nike chooses to drop you. Because they're protecting their brand, and they don't want you out here as a brand advocate making racist jokes, and they choose to drop you, they can drop you. Now, if she want to OnlyFans, then if she want to OnlyFans page,
then find a profession that's going to accept that. She could not thought that she was going out here teaching fifth grade math with an OnlyFans page. Like,
she had a
maybe. Huh?
They hired her before, had their OnlyFans page before she got the teacher job. She got the job while she already had the page.
Well, you know what? I also blame the school system for not doing their due diligence and checking her background and checking her social media pages to make sure that they were hiring somebody that was suitable for their school system. But, you know, again, that's our error on their fault. They found it. Somebody reported it, and they didn't want that. They didn't want that smoke from them parents, so they did what was best for their brand. You know, it's going to be her every single time.
Yeah, let me ask you this. If you're the superintendent for the schools and you got you're always on OnlyFans pages and you see it, how do you bring that to light? Like, hey, I saw this on OnlyFans when that dude's wife is probably like, why are you on OnlyFans to begin with? Like, why is that a part of the background?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and that should get refunded if you sign it up on OnlyFans, y'all. You know? If you're doing the school's work, you should be reimbursed. You just doing research. Yeah, I can't believe y'all really said the teacher shouldn't have an OnlyFans page, y'all. You know?
Listen, I
think if you deal with kids, like, come on. I mean, like, matter of fact, let me even change that narrative. Right? It's not even that, right? It's just more about what if this shit gets out? Like, what if she has another viral moment like that, right? And, you know, kids be on internet. I mean, you can't even control that, right? And the shit just gets out without the school even knowing. Now the school got to do damage control because everybody's protesting right in front of the school. Like, we don't want our kids to go here, this, that, and third. Boom, boom, boom. Like, yeah.
No,
of course they're going to stop it before it gets to that level.
These kids are already fucking. Why are we acting like her having a naked body is something that these kids haven't seen before?
Hold on. So you would be okay. If your kid's teacher, say he's a male, and say he was into some, like, real hardcore, nasty, gay porn shit, and it came out, and, I mean, you would be good with just going to the parent-teacher conference, like, hey, this is his side hustle. I'm good with that. I'm good with him teaching my kid.
Wouldn't bother me at all. I'd tell my son, hey, he's gay. If he ever touches your pee-pee, let me know. I'll kill him. That's it.
What?
Because if he likes...
No way.
If he likes... Look, J. Cole said it best. If you like getting fucked in your ass, that's your business. They ain't got nothing to do with it. You might still be real good at algebra. It's not my fault. If you like a penis in your ass, if you can teach someone algebra really, really well, I don't understand why you shouldn't be able to teach them.
You act like there's not a line full of people who can't teach algebra.
Right. Yo, what are you talking about?
Bro,
what is this guy talking about?
It's accessible to the public for people to know. So if his teacher's buying it, it'd be like, oh, I'm just trying to buy it because they don't know how the teachers look or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. They going to buy it, right? And look at it. Oh, it's my son's teacher, whatever. Like, boom, boom. Like, nah, bro. You're going to have some outrage to it. Like, nah. Come on, man.
I don't think there's an outrage. If a kid came in and said, yo, I bought Mr. Anderson's only fan page and he's out here sucking dick. My first question is, why are you buying Mr. Anderson's only fans page? Are you gay?
What's your second question? That's it? You just got one question?
Right.
That's it. Then you gonna move on with your day?
My why is the teacher out there sucking dick?
It's not about business, yo. You sign that contract. No, it is your business, yo. You gotta make it your business because it's your brand. Now
people will go. Now people will go, and the students and everybody will go. Oh, Mr. So and So sucking dick, or Mr. So and So sucking dick on OnlyFans. Let me see this passing around to all the students. Everybody go. It's gonna cause an uproar.
Then they're all gay.
So you're not gonna question Mr. Anderson always having hot dog fundraisers? You're not gonna question that? If that's his thing too?
No, I'll know that he's gay, and I'll never drink after him. Once we go to the office party or the little teacher conference, if he grabs a cup, I'm gonna tell him, "You make sure you keep that cup. Don't put it down, because I know what you be doing. The kids talk. You keep your lips on that plastic cup. Put your initials on it. I'm gonna hand him a Sharpie. Write your initials on it. That's it.
Nah, bro. Nah, yeah.
Dog, do you know how many teachers
yeah,
you get fucked? Do you know how many teachers?
Listen.
Do you know how many teachers we've all had sex with? Yo, these teachers are adults. What are we talking about, yo? What are we talking about? So some of them might be weird. Cool. Can you teach my son cursive? That's all I want to know.
Nah, son. Nah, you crazy. You lunching, bro.
Look, it's just my opinion. I just don't see the big deal. If that white woman that wants to be black wants to show her body off to the world, God bless her. And if somebody's going to pay her to see that little weird tan body, God bless her. So, okay, let me ask you this before we get out of here. So if y'all kid teacher had an OnlyFans, but it was only showing someone rubbing his feet, should he get fired?
Hold on, what?
So, you know they got foot fetishes, right? Rex Ryan. Shout out to New York, and Young Scrappy, another one of y'all. If your kids' teachers had an OnlyFans, just like Rachel Dolezal, but instead of showing bodies, instead of showing her naked body, he was only showing someone rubbing his feet real sensually with like lotion, like that. That's like the foot fetish thing. Do you think he should be fired from his job?
Man,
I want a quick answer. We gotta go. Quick answer. Should it be
Man,
fired?
They
like
names and stuff?
Huh?
So they're using like creams and stuff? We talking about like getting real nasty
yeah.
with it, or we just rubbing feet?
Yeah, in between the cracks and everything. And he got a white foot, so he don't even really need lotion. They just doing it just because. Should he be fired? Yo, we got to go quick. We got to get out of here. Should he be fired? I need an answer, yo.
Not answering that.
Look, at the end of the day, nah. If I have children, bro, they'd be a whole school. Nah, fuck all this. Fuck all this. I don't care what y'all say. What? Rubbing feet? I don't care. Rubbing feet? Like, what are you doing? Rubbing feet? Or nah, come on, bro. I don't care if it was no lotion, no KY jelly, no baby oil, no Vaseline. I don't care. What you rubbing your feet on camera for? Like, come on, bro. Homeschool, bro. Nah, not doing that.
We got to get out of here. Hey, when y'all get a second, look up aerospace gel. I want to get y'all something for Christmas, but I think it's extremely expensive. We got to get out of here. Good talk tonight, man. DJ C-Sign went to bed early, so no words from her. I appreciate y'all. Young Scrappy, man, it was great to have you back, man. Hope you join us more often. Young Scrappy, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, man. Really good to hear from y'all, man. I
I wanted to bring up that Ye album, see what y'all thought about that, but wait till the next time.
Oh, okay. We'll put it in the chat. We'll get to it next week. Actually, you got anything you want to say?
Nah, man. I'm good, bro. Yeah, have a good night.
All right. New York, New York, the floor is yours, my brother.
Hey, look, Caitlin, do your thing. Whatever choice decides you, you know what I mean? You're going to make the best decision for you. Other than that, Trump, throw them shoes in the trash. I think it's too late to throw them shits in the trash, but still throw them the shits in the trash if you own them. If you can resell them, do whatever you got to do, but them shits belong in the trash. Other than that, everybody just pull from the right dating pool. So we ain't even got to talk about this no more. Don't talk about, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Just pull from the date, right? Just a right dating pool that you want to pull from. Other than that, Rachel, stop going viral for the wrong reason. Please stop. Other than that, yeah, it teaches too. Don't even rub nothing on your feet, yo. Nah, I don't care if you got foot fetishes or nothing. Like, nah, stop with that feet stuff. Other than that, have a blessed day. Have a safe week. You know what I mean? Still Black History Month. Honor that. Oh, yeah, stop sending people into the office. Have a good night.
Oh, man. Rachel Dolezal, happy Black History. She got fired, she was black. But she got her wife in there and kicked the poor around. Oh, man. Damn shame. Uh-oh. What happened to the music? Play this fuck up. Is it computer buff? There we go.